chief of the General Staff's briefing team are responsible for communicating key messages and information to the army, soldiers' families, and selected civil servants. They also play a crucial role gathering views and opinions of all soldiers and their families and passing those views direct to the head of the army, General Sir Peter Wall. The team visited the Kaleidoscope Cinema on Barker Barracks and gave soldiers' spouses the chance to air their views about army life and life in Germany. Garrison Information Officer Rachel Andrew was at the meeting.
The turnout, disappointing, but as it was, we had plenty to keep us going, didn't we? So really pleased. Thank you for those that did come out.
The evening started with a presentation by the CGS's team, talking about their work and highlighting some of the most important issues facing the army, soldiers and their families. Spouses who'd come along to the meeting were then invited to ask their questions, which ranged from queries about the drawdown in Germany to visa issues faced by foreign and Commonwealth families. Local wife Emma raised an issue about local overseas allowance, but was she happy with the feedback from the briefing team?
To be honest, we're able to get our views across, but they've all got to be taken back to somebody else. So we didn't really get any answers to anything. It was given our points and our questions, and that was it.
Do you think it was worth coming along to the meeting, though?
Yeah, I think it was definitely worth, because unless you speak out, then you can't really moan about anything.
Three times a year, the CGS team brief the Army Board and hold routine meetings with the head of the Army. Briefing team leader is Lieutenant Colonel James Robinson.
I think most of the people came up to me at the end and said that it was a worthwhile event. They had an opportunity to raise issues and concerns. Whilst I think people are relatively patient about wanting to know the withdrawal from Germany and where people will go, there is a concern welfare support, housing support will be reduced. And I think particular concern with the 7 Brigade and 20 Brigade deployments next year, that support doesn't diminish.
Lieutenant Colonel Robinson describes what will happen now with the information they've received.
Well, we brief the commanding officers, we'll see the brigade commander and the deputy garrison commander, and we'll pass over to them some of the mood music of Paderborn, Sennelager. I'll be able to pass some of them back to staff in London and land forces. The 2010 CGS's briefing team report will include some answers, some updates. So at the end of January, the briefing team report will come out. That will be on ArmyNet for those partners who have a guest account on top of their partner's full account. And welfare officers will also get access to it. And military personnel will be able to get access through the military IT system.